Yivamos Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph 8:1. The Mishnah in this Perek continues to discuss persons who are not allowed to eat Truma, those who are for that matter. We start out by saying He'aral, someone who's an Aral, meaning someone who has not had, is a male Jew who has not had circumcision. So therefore, he, V'chol HaTameim, and similarly any Kohen who happens to be Tamei, Lo Yochlu B'Truma, they may not eat Truma. The reason for a Tamei person not being eaten to eat Truma, we know. But the Arel is actually learned out from the Pasuk as an extension from the prohibition against someone who's an Arel, uncircumcised, from eating the Korban Pesach, and to learn from there. Essentially, all the Rishonim learn that that's true even if he is an Arel because of circumstances beyond his control. Like, for example, his older brothers were circumcised and they died from bleeding to death, so then after that happens twice, the din is this third child should not be circumcised. Nevertheless, since he's uncircumcised, he can't eat from the Korban Pesach, and similarly cannot eat Truma as a Kohen. Now, Rabbeinu Tam, by the way, is lenient. He holds once he can't do the mitzvah, he's putter, and therefore he hasn't got a mitzvah mila, so he would be permitted to in such a scenario. Be that as it may, the point of the Mishnah here is Nashehen, even though these guys can't eat Truma, their wives, Vavdehen, and the rest of their household, including the slaves, Yochlu Batruma. They could eat Truma as, you know, adjuncts to him, the Kohen who happens to be Tameh, who can't eat Truma, or an Arl who can't eat Truma, but they themselves could. Now, Ptsua Daka Uchrus Shivcha, when it comes to someone who, now I'm not going to translate yet, someone who has suffered some trauma to their reproductive organs, to male, who suffered a trauma to his reproductive organs. So that person is not, I'll describe the details of what injury we're talking about and to what organs in a moment, but putting that aside for just a second, the point is the din will be that those people under certain circumstances are not allowed lavo b'kal Hashem, they're not allowed to marry into the main Jewish population, and therefore, in certain scenarios, they would not be, while they themselves are allowed to eat Truma, since their marriage would be forbidden, and would be, therefore be posel their wives, the wives could be restricted. So that's maybe the sentence first, and I'll go back and discuss the halachas and what's going on here exactly. So, Ptsuedaka Uchrus Shafcha, someone who, again, has injured reproductive organs, Hain, that Kohen, Va'avdeen, Yochlu, they and their rest of their household, including the servants, may eat. But their wives may not eat Truma because their marriage is illegal. And that being the case, since the marriage is disallowed once they're together, so he, the Kohen, who's not allowed to be married to this woman, is posela her through their union. Now, the technical thing point here, the next line of the Mishnah, is it's not the marriage per se that makes her psula. It's them sleeping together. And that being the case, if ve'im lo yada mishnasa ptuadako krus shavcha, if they hadn't slept together after he became injured, so then hare elu yochelu, then the wife or wives still could eat from the truma because they didn't become psula if they didn't sleep together. So the fact they're married doesn't ruin things. It's the fact that they are they're sleeping together which ruins it for her. So if they don't ever sleep together again, she remains still permitted to eat Truma. Now, in terms of what constitutes the Ptsuadaka and the Krus Shevcha, I would rather just explain in the next Mishnah where it discussed it itself there. So let's just pause, and the next Mishnah will discuss exactly who and what these people are that we're talking about.